This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, making good news this morning, though. Zebras, lottery wins, and therapy dogs. So Ed the Zebra, we talked about about him last week, finally captured yesterday. He's the pet zebra that went missing near Nashville last week. Rutherford County Sheriff's Department posted a video of a helicopter airlifting him to a horse trailer that was waiting to take him home. And the zebra seemed okay with it. Meanwhile, if we go over to a zoo in Wisconsin, they announced that an otter named Louie that escaped in March has officially won his freedom. He's been spotted a few times and seems like he's doing fine on his own. So the zoo announced he's made the decision to be a wild otter. So zoo officials have called off the search.
Really?
He's otter there.
is this what zoos are doing now, just letting the animals free that choose to be free?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The polar bear
works
at the zoo.
The otter, not so much for the lions. Yeah.
No, not so much. There is not so much.
There's a 12-year-old in Oregon named Lily Prasik, who has just become the state's youngest therapy dog handler. You get accredited for that. She's been training her golden retriever, Sonny, for over a year, but couldn't be a junior therapy dog handler until she turned the age of 12 years old. And she did. Well, she and Sonny recently passed all the tests to get certified. So now she is legit. Nice. Well done, Lily.
You know how sometimes, Nick, dads give their kids weird gifts and they're like, Dad? So there's this girl named Vanessa. She lives in Norcross, Georgia. Her dad is in Massachusetts. So for her birthday, her dad gives her a scratch-off ticket from Massachusetts. So it's kind of complicated because if the scratch-off hits, you can't redeem it in Georgia. You got to bring it back to Massachusetts when she's going to see her dad someday. Anyway, so that's what she got for her dad for her birthday. She scratches it off. $2 million.
I drive back to Massachusetts for that.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good win right there. So I think sometimes when you get those weird gifts, sometimes it all turns out okay. So yes, she says she plans to use it for college, maybe to put a down payment on a home. So all is good in lottery land. There's good news everywhere. You just got to look for it. It's Kiss 98.5.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.